It's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
At this point, when you say my ex, that could be 18 different people.
Thank you. Every single dude thinks everything is about them that is said on my fucking show.
It's not.
It's not. I have 20 exes. I'm dating 20 guys. 20 of them are rich. 20 of them look this way. It's
20 of them are women.
20 of them are women. Like, it's not about you.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage of my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. You need to subscribe if you haven't already. And let's jump right into it. I have a very, very special guest here. Not the one that was actually supposed to be here. She failed to show up for I don't know what reason. But I have someone even better. And you guys know her very well. Alex Franco, my cousin Alex.
I'm back, bitches.
Back in the seat. How does it feel?
Feels like home.
It does?
Yeah, like I should have been here like a long time ago.
Right. And Alex showed up not really wearing makeup, not thinking you were going to be on camera.
No.
And do we have anything really planned?
No.
We're just going to talk.
Yeah, we used to do this all the fucking time.
All the time.
So?
Those were some dark times.
Yeah, real ones, no.
Mm-hmm. The OG listeners absolutely know. Alex, I want to talk about you and what's new in your life.
Okay, fire away.
How is your relationship status?
How is it or what is it?
What is it?
I am taken.
100%?
100%.
If someone better came along, would that change your relationship status?
No.
Damn, you're a good girl.
Yeah.
You're a good girlfriend.
Yeah, and a fun fact, the first episode that I was on Sophia with an F, I talked about this guy, actually, and I referred to him as my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now been together for 2 years.
Okay, can we talk about the other thing?
What's the other thing?
The prison thing?
Jail thing?
Jail thing?
I was talking to this guy, and there was 3 days that went by where he didn't text me.
He ghosted you, you thought.
Yeah, I thought he ghosted me, so I started to spiral. And then, you know, a week later, he was like, hey, I just got out of jail. Sorry about that. And that happened 2 or 3 times after that.
Okay.
But now we are back and better than ever.
And also, that is not, like, I am not passing judgment on him. I've been to jail multiple times.
I have expunged all of your records.
Oh, yeah, you did do that for me, huh? Anyways, they're expunged. They're going to take that shit back. Your unexpunged records now? No. But I think that if you had to choose between a guy ghosting you or a guy going to jail a couple times, I'm going to take the guy going to jail a couple times.
Absolutely.
You can't forgive a dude for willingly ghosting you.
No. It's got to be on accident.
Yes. Okay, well, since we're talking about relationships.
Oh, yeah. What is your relationship status?
I don't have one. Mine is a little bit ambiguous, as it always is. It's kind of like it's an open book, and we don't know the ending yet.
Oh, you know? Okay. A little shapeshifter.
That's the craziest way to explain a relationship, but it is what it is.
So you're in an open relationship.
No, but it's not closed either. But what I do want to say is we had a situation a couple weeks ago where he looked through my text messages on my laptop.
Hmm.
So, and he denied it, which was really crazy because I was like, no, just be straight up because I know you did. And he was like, mm-hmm. No, no, no. It went on for like 5 minutes. And then I open my laptop and it's on this random text thread with this guy like 4 weeks prior.
Oh my God.
So that was dumb. We were both drunk. So then I did something that I've not done in years and I've never done with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hand me your phone. Let's go through your phone. And I just am not as equipped and like with the times as I used to be. Because I don't know if I took full advantage. I didn't know there was a deleted text message thing that you could look at. Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
I'm in a healthy relationship, believe it or not.
Okay, but that should be common knowledge.
The deleted text?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better. So
I know that the subscriptions thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see, like, if people were in the past subscribed to like Tinder or Hinge.
Mm.
So that like when it's deleted, you can still see that it was active there.
Okay, that how do you do that? Because that's smart.
You just go to the subscriptions thing in the
And they all show up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fuck. I didn't do that one either. But this is what I did do. I scrolled through the text messages
mm-hmm.
just looking for a girl's name. There were two and neither of them were anything to be worried about.
Okay.
Watch him be fucking one of them like in 2 weeks from now. Just kidding. They weren't.
Check again.
And then I'll check again. Then I was like, hey, there's no shit here. Let's go over to WhatsApp, which is really smart. There was nothing there. So then I went back to his text messages and I was like, what could I type in the search that would be able to pin him doing something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I typed in my name. Which is really fucking stupid. I was also under the influence.
Why is that stupid?
Because what is he gonna be like
talking shit?
But I don't care if he talks shit. But he's not gonna be like hooking up with a girl and mention my name. Or he could be talking to one of his guy friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So I typed in Sophia, didn't really find anything. Typed in the word hot.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Because yeah. if he's like talking to a girl, he's going to say something about her being hot. Then I typed in sexy. Then I typed in my ex or just maybe EX. There was nothing. But I still think I could have taken way more advantage of the situation.
Like did you not go text. On Instagram?
I did go on Instagram.
And?
I looked through the DMs. There wasn't anything. I went to the DMs that are like requested ones that don't show up in the main thing. Mm-hmm. There wasn't really anything there. That would also be stupid to look in that section because they're requested ones that he hasn't responded to. But what I did notice is, you know, like in the Instagram DMs, it will show like those people's like updates.
Oh, yeah. Like the little quotes.
Yeah.
And I just barely got that update last week, by the way.
Last week?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
keep going. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I don't know if anyone even uses that feature, but every single one of his was like a hot bitch from Miami. Does that mean that he talks to them on there?
No. It means he follows them.
And that in itself is not okay. And that, I'm going to call him after this and he has to unfollow. Or is that crazy? They were literal thoughts.
I mean, it depends. My boyfriend follows a lot of girls. Well, I mean.
Okay, maybe. We get it. You're in a perfect relationship.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is another thing I want to talk about.
I want to say something about
please
do looking on each other's phones.
Okay.
So me and my boyfriend, we don't do that. But his reasoning was that he would never want to look through my phone because he still wants to eat. He's like, I would never go through your Instagram DMs.
Okay.
I would never do that. And it makes me be like, well, why not?
Okay. Well, he's saying because he wants to eat, basically he would not be able to handle it.
He would throw up.
Yeah. So does that mean he trusts you necessarily?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an interesting way to think about it. And why would you not go through his?
Because I'm bored.
Because you're bored?
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't find anything interesting?
No. That thing doesn't vibrate more than once a day and it's from me.
Okay. We're going to do a little pivot.
Pivot.
There is this thing that sometimes women do that really, really bothers me, and I never think it's appropriate, and it happened in one of my last relationships. Side note, I ran into my ex, which we should talk about. But do you think it's appropriate for a girl to run up to your boyfriend when they're saying hello to each other and jump up on him and wrap her legs around him to do, give him a hug, essentially?
No. And your boyfriend should fucking knock that down like a spike a volleyball.
Okay, well, this used to happen in my past relationship because my boyfriend at the time had all these besties that were girls. And we got in a fight about this exact thing. And he was like, you're crazy. They're just my friends. He was on the show once, the one that was way older than me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He was like, there was
something up.
Girls jumping on him and hugging him was the least alarming thing.
Yes, that's a great thing to point out. But then I'm watching this movie, and this girl is with her boyfriend, and they get to the airport to meet up with his friends, a guy and a girl that are getting married. And so the girl is no threat. She's engaged to this guy's friend.
Yeah.
But she runs up to him, jumps up and wrap your legs around a guy girl. Like that is a certain type of bitch.
No, that's a pick me.
That's a pick me, and it's just inappropriate. That person's in a relationship.
Extremely.
I'm glad we're on the same page. And I think everyone would agree. Has that ever happened to you? Do you know a girl who does that shit?
Yeah, I'm in high school.
But that's it.
My boyfriend would shoot a girl before he gave her a hug.
I want your fucking boyfriend. To me, it screams, I need fucking attention and attention from men. And I don't know. It's too intimate. It's just too intimate.
I agree.
Okay. I ran into my ex while I was shopping at the mall with my current flame.
Oh.
I have never... I'm scared to talk about this because of what this ex has done to me in the past.
It's really scary, actually.
But I want to. And I have never been more embarrassed in my life, like, not necessarily because of him per se, but it was the darkest relationship I'd ever been in.
100%.
And it was really awkward because we left off on very bad terms, mm-hmm. which, if I remember correctly, it was him making an Instagram page with all of this embarrassing shit of me.
Yes.
Embarrassing pictures, embarrassing videos. I'm like...
But inappropriately, like...
Completely inappropriate.
Not even embarrassing, like, oh, this is really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that.
Such an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
And also knowing that dude has, like, nudes and, like, sex tapes. I don't think he does anymore, thank God. But... I didn't like that. That was scary for me.
That was horrible. And that was after you, like, gained a presence.
Yes.
He was, like, trying to expose you.
He was trying to exploit me mm-hmm. for his gain.
Exactly.
His reasoning was, I just thought it'd be funny, whatever. But, so we didn't leave off on good terms.
No.
So when I see him at the mall and he runs up to me, it was extremely awkward. And... he said something like, the last thing that I heard was from a clip that someone sent me where your mom is saying if she ever sees me again, she'll beat me up.
That's what he said?
Yeah. And I'm like, did my mom really say that?
I have no
fucking on an episode?
Also, like, at this point, when you say my ex, that could be 18 different people.
Thank you. Every single dude thinks everything is about them that is said on my fucking show.
It's not.
It's not. I have 20 exes. I'm dating 20 guys. 20 of them are rich. 20 of them look this way. It's
20 of them are women.
20 of them are women. Like, it's not about you. So it was awkward, but he did apologize.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which was great, but it was still fucking awkward. And I just kept saying, okay, it was so good seeing you. Okay, it was so good seeing you. And he just kept talking. And anyways, it was not fun. And the guy that I'm currently with-ish.
Hanging out with. Making eye contact with.
Fucking. We are fucking. I can confirm that. He was like, who the fuck was that?
Oh, he didn't know?
No.
Damn.
And I didn't even introduce him, which probably probably did not make him feel great.
Probably not.
But we're going to do a really sharp pivot here.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Have you ran into one recently?
No, but I do have a story which I would love to tell on here, actually. Ooh, okay.
Just like old times, here we go.
So you remember my ex?
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, so I got this text the other day.
Ooh.
That I would love to find.
While you're finding that, I just quickly want to say that the ex that I've been talking about this whole time also our most recent exchange of text messages was one-sided. Him texting me a picture of him and the girl he claimed was just his friend that I had a huge issue with, her naked on the couch. So I did not respond to that.
What mental illness is that?
I don't know. It was actually a screenshot of him FaceTiming me with her and her naked on the couch. So that's just fun. Anyways, your story.
So I got this text the other day. It has come to my attention that the man I met on the 4th I've been vibing with is your ex. I feel like a fuck because I ain't like that. And because of that, and girl code, I must reach out.
Wait, so this is a girl texting you?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, yeah.
Continue.
Blank is your ex, I've been told. We've been chilling. I didn't intentionally do that, nor did I know for a hot min. But me and you was friends. I had to let you know and potentially seek out that you won't hate me. I actually really do feel bad about the situation at hand. I truly didn't know coming into it. I am usually a person to honor the code and would never do something to hurt anyone I cared for. So I didn't have this person's number saved.
That's the craziest.
So I was like, who the fuck just texted me this?
Yeah.
And I was like, why would I care anyway? So I just kind of ignored it. And then I went on Instagram and started seeing people's stories.
Okay.
And then I saw who this bitch was.
And is she like, was she a good friend?
I worked with this person for 5 years. And for 2 of those years, I was in that relationship with that man. We worked at a restaurant. He would come in all the time. I would cry to her about him all the time.
Why? Okay, so why is she pretending she doesn't know? Or do you think she actually like didn't put 2 and 2 together? There's no way.
She was pretending. But also, can we talk about the grammar?
The grammar and the grammar mixed with the trying to sound like smart or eloquent. Like, and what was the first line though? And she said something about potentially.
It has come to my attention.
That's crazy.
That the man's I met on the 4th. I've been vibing with
okay,
is your ex.
But that's fine. And then what does she say like later on where it's like, I've purposefully been. Okay, first of all, she said, I didn't intentionally do that, nor did I know. You cannot be speaking in one way and then throw nor in there.
But also his name is like, I've never heard, never read, never seen anyone else's name.
Right. That's your ex's name. But yeah. What does that have to do with this?
Like, what does she mean she didn't know I was dating him? Shut right. The fuck up.
Obviously, she fucking knew.
Yeah.
And do we think this text message was to cover her ass for when you found out? Or do you think she's actually trying to be a bitch?
No, I honestly think she has good intentions, but I don't want to
fucking
do? Hear it. I mean.
Oh my God. And then this line, I had to let you know and potentially seek out that you won't hate me.
And guess what I responded with? I said, who is this?
And she didn't respond.
No, but I got left on read.
Why would she not say her name?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard. I'm getting mean girl from that.
Oh, she was always a mean girl. Ooh, our first interaction. Well,
you don't want to
say. It involved being under the influence of something.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay, we were on a camping trip with the work that I was
mushrooms.
Talking about. Thank you.
All you have to say, camping trip, under the influence, it's always going to be mushrooms.
Yes.
EDM, I was at XS, I was in Vegas nightclub, ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
What's like another one? What's another like giveaway of what drug you're on?
I feel like if you're boating, you're drinking.
Okay, you're boating, you're drinking. If you're at an after party and it's 3 a.m.,
coke.
Yes, cocaine. Ketamine. I feel like there's a dead giveaway for ketamine.
That's like,
I feel like that's
Chimbala or whatever.
What?
That's a music festival.
Oh, okay. Ketamine to me is like the kind of like a cool drug right now that I don't like or prefer. I don't think it's cool, but.
So you've done it.
Yeah, I've fucking done it. You haven't?
Maybe a little.
I don't like it. It's not fun for me.
I have not done it, but if I were, and if I did, it was the funnest gas station experience I've ever had in my life.
Was there a K-hole?
There was no hole.
Okay.
I mean, there was a couple holes, but not a K-1.
Okay. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds fucking fun. So you were on mushrooms during the
Robert. Long story short, she was a fucking bitch to begin with.
Okay, so I think she sent that text to be rude. You know what type of girl she is the jump up, wrap her legs around a guy girl.
100%.
Thank you.
Yes.
That.
Exactly.
It's a type of girl, and she is that. Be careful with those girls, everyone listening. So this has been weighing heavy on my mind. I showed up for personal training, and I treat my personal trainer like a therapist. And I was telling him that I did not grow up with a lot of structure at all, and that my mom was very like, just have your homework done on time, but however you're gonna do that is up to you.
Yeah.
And there was also not a lot of, what's the word? I'm trying to, my mom's the best, so I'm trying to not make it sound so bad. But there wasn't, the discipline was not that crazy.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of how our family
was. That's true. That's true. So I told him how that's kind of affecting my life now. And implementing a schedule has been very difficult, but very necessary. And holding myself accountable, aka showing up to personal training. So that's why I was telling him all this shit. And he says, oh, well, that's very common in single mother households. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And he started telling me some statistics that I have pulled up here. And I'm a little bit horrified and shocked. And I always talk about how I think growing up with a single mom was dope and amazing, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I kind of maybe would advise to not do it on purpose. Because, you know, that can happen. Obviously, if it happens without you intentionally wanting to be a single mom, that's one thing. Also, I want to backtrack that whole thing because I'm about to freeze my eggs and for sure have a kid solo dolo if I need to do that. But I'm going to try to have a father figure.
Okay.
For my kid.
Interesting.
Very different tune, right? Definitely. To what I've said in the past. Let me read you these statistics, okay? Okay. Effects of fatherlessness.
So this is definitely a peer-reviewed article. Is what
well, let me tell you. It's fixfamilycourts.com.
Keep going.
Wait, I'm sorry.
.com, what was, not an org.
Okay, but this shit is like real.
No, I know, I know. Go ahead.
Effects of fatherlessness. That's the title of this episode. I'm going to put that shit
on a I mean, you're the poster shirt. Child for that.
I 100%.
Open the dictionary, fatherlessness, Sophia Franklin.
Effects of fatherlessness. I've been to jail. I've done all, I just talked about doing ketamine because listen to this.
Oh, shit.
Children brought up in single mother homes are 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances.
Check.
14 times more likely to commit rape. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. 32 times more likely to run away from home. So let that sink in. How does that make you feel?
Sad.
80% of all prison inmates and 90% of all homeless and runaway children come from single mother homes. So my goal for 2024 is to kind of have that I had a father in the household energy.
Okay.
Like that's what I'm really trying to channel. And now during personal training, I will actually say that out loud to my trainer.
What? I have a dad. I grew up with a dad.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the mantra.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God.
You say I have a dad? What, you're 100%. Like heavenly father?
No, but I will, if I like don't want to do the last set of squat jumps, I will say out loud, I had a father in the household. We can do this.
I feel like my dad, is kind of your dad.
That's true, but not really.
No.
Not biologically. So I don't know. It's this energy that I'm trying to have all of 2024, father in the household energy. Do you have any comments?
Can't wait to see it.
Can't wait to see it. What do you think about that?
I mean, I know there's a lot of effects of not having a parent in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And those are pretty
dark.
I mean, they're real. And I'm sorry that you had to go through what you did, but I'm really proud of you for every year becoming more and more aware of, you know.
Owning my shit.
Sure.
Owning my past.
Yeah.
Which I will also say, I think growing up with a single mom had a lot of pros. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely independent. I think it ends there.
Check.
What else? Extremely independent. Ambitious.
Funny.
Oh my God, if I had a dad at home, I would not be funny.
You would not be where you are today.
I would not be.
Tell you that.
That's so true. But I'm going to have the best of both worlds now. And that is my mantra for 2024. My positive affirmations when I get ready in the morning is like, I had a dad. And that's about it. Does this sound crazy?
Mm-mm.
I don't give a shit. I like it. Okay. I thought you would have more to comment on that, Alex. Have you seen me not having a father play out in any way?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to share?
Let's talk about how we used to do this shit. Because for those who don't know, I used to be on every single episode of this podcast.
Yes.
At one point.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when Sophia lived in Utah at her mom's house.
Yeah.
And there was a little room that we soundproofed.
I just
had our makeshift recording studio. And we recorded, I don't even know, 40 plus episodes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Was it that many?
I think so.
That's that whole period of time, I really tried to just block out a lot of things. But it was also incredible.
It was.
For our relationship.
It was.
Because we weren't even that close before. We've always been close, but not like that.
No.
And I want to say thank you because you saved my life in a lot of ways.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry.
Okay,
I'm not going to.
Do you want to?
I didn't even feel an inkling of crying. But yeah. Sucks that we don't live in the same state anymore.
I know. I agree. I do think it was good, though, in some ways for me. Do you think I used you as a little bit of like a security blanket?
I never thought about that. But now that you're saying it out loud, makes me think that you think that.
Well, I mean, you're so talented. There's like obviously so many aspects. But do you think there was a little bit of that?
I wouldn't think about it like that. I think we were there for each other and I was more than happy. Like, I was so stoked to be there for you. And I remember seeing where it was and then me coming in and seeing where we took it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change it for anything. Like,
I wouldn't either.
So glad.
I think it was less like the security blanket thing. And it was more, I did not know how to podcast alone.
Mm.
That shit's fucking crazy to do.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. And I think our dynamic was great. And I'm so happy to have you on today. And this is actually intentional to have you on. I swear to God.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series, High Hopes, are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
I feel like you were also not very happy during that time, right along with me.
Yeah. Well, we were also like really unhealthily doing what we were doing.
Yeah.
Like 24-hour work days.
Yeah.
So technically like 36-hour work days because we wouldn't sleep.
We wouldn't sleep. Nope.
And I wouldn't see sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
We would bring the ring light into the room and turn it on and off periodically because we thought it would give us like a little sun.
Yes, I remember that. I do feel like you have done a little bit of a 180. You don't drink.
No.
Or rarely. Like if you do, it's a 2 sips of wine. Mm-hmm. Or do you just not at all?
I'll have like one. My thing is one.
So one for example, sip or one glass?
One drink.
Okay.
So for example, last year I probably had like 7 to 10 drinks total in 2023.
I don't believe you. I love you, but I don't believe
you. What do you mean? Well, yeah, because you weren't there.
Okay, touche.
No, 7 to 10 drinks. I used to be a binge drinker.
Yeah.
Like a fucking fish. I love that shit more than anything.
Yes.
Well, only one of us stopped.
Okay, but I don't drink the way I used to.
That's true.
You can 100% acknowledge that.
Yes.
Totally different drinking habits. We would get every night before we had to record a pack of White Claws and we would drive down to the 7-Eleven, which is extremely sketchy.
Oh my God, someone tried to beat me up there.
It's the most random shit because it's a very like nice neighborhood.
Expensive neighborhood.
This 7-Eleven, I don't know what, but who tried to beat you up?
Remember the car next to us like swung in, like hit my car so hard. And I was like, what the fuck? You just hit my car. And she was like, get out here. Like,
yes.
I'll beat the shit out of you.
Like, we're just doing our nightly 7-Eleven run. Just let us
just
do our thing.
Hitting my Jewel pod.
That was probably like the least of our concerns though, just with everything going on.
Yeah.
This crazy bitch trying to fight you is like, okay. But we would always get a pack of White Claws, finish the pack, and then record. Alcohol was my crutch.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say security blanket.
There. Yes. And I wouldn't sleep, and I would take stimulants to wake up and downers to go to bed, just like Jordan Belfort.
And that's why you make the big bucks.
Exactly. And that's why I've continued to do that. I'm a fucking machine. I don't. I really don't do that. But you don't drink. You don't take Adderall. I don't know what else you don't do anymore. How has your life changed?
Like, completely. Well, first off, I don't know if you've noticed, I look a little different than last time because when I stopped drinking, I, like completely just, my body changed completely. So if you think you're swollen or something because of drinking, it's because you are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. I had no idea it really had that much of an effect on my body, but changed completely. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing.
Yep.
I don't regret stuff that I do anymore.
Ooh.
Like, I remember drinking, like, and the next day thinking about all the things I've said and all the people I've texted or called 19 times until they've answered or until I was blocked. Like, that feels good.
That
it does feel good not to feel that way.
Yeah.
And also, I would get really, really, really bad anxiety, like, the next day.
Mm.
Like, to the point where I want to die.
Yeah.
So that's good not to have that either.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, to this day, I want to drink more than anything.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And so what, like, stops you from doing it?
Marijuana. And a shit ton of it.
Thank you for being so real and honest.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick out of those two things, I would pick marijuana in terms of health and how it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think replacing one substance with another is the way to go?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
But you feel all around better when you smoke a bunch of weed versus drinking a bunch.
Uh-huh.
How has it been not taking Adderall?
So that's been really good.
Okay. How did you go into a coma when you stopped?
No, I just like, okay, I was prescribed 15 a day. Eventually, like, I wasn't working as much or something. So I was like, okay, I don't really need to be taking that much. So then it was 10 milligrams a day.
Okay, so you weaned off of it?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what I need to do.
100%.
Because I've done it cold turkey and I sleep for 20 hours.
No, you definitely need to wean off anything.
Okay.
That you've been taking for a long period of time.
Okay. So that will be my 2025 goal.
Perfect. How's the vaping going?
I'm so glad you bring that up. You also quit vaping.
Yeah.
And zinning.
Yes. And I vaped for, like, I don't know how many years.
And did you quit all this shit all at once?
I think so.
Okay, how?
I don't know.
It was the weed. The weed was just
that good.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Okay, well, then you need to train me to be able to smoke weed.
It took 2 years of smoking weed every single day to not have anxiety. So just smoke every single day for 2 years, and you'll look just like me.
Okay, but I have to basically have anxiety every day for 2 years.
Yes. No, I'm sure it's different for everyone, but like I get that you have anxiety with smoking.
I would say it's a little bit more than anxiety. I would say it's a full-fledged panic attack.
Oh.
Bitch, you didn't know that?
I thought you were going to say you were hallucinating.
Oh, I hallucinate too. And then everyone around me is like, you smoked weed. Like, you need to stop acting like you did some other shit. And I'm like, no, the floor is moving. Shit looks weird. Stop. I don't do well with it, but I want to start, like.
I mean, how many, like, what did you smoke? Like, have you tried taking, like, a 5-mg edible?
Edibles are fucking terrifying to me.
Why?
So scary.
Why?
Because at least if you smoke it, it doesn't last as long.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like with an edible, like, you're in it for the long haul.
Not if you take a 5-milligram edible.
Would I feel the 5 milligrams?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'm too scared to do that.
Okay, we'll hit you with a 0.5. You can, like, just take a little bite of that.
Do you like edibles or smoking?
Smoking. Okay. I like all of it.
What was the thing you were talking about that you wanted to get?
Oh, a hash hole.
What is a hash hole?
So it's, well, in your terms, it's like a joint, mm-hmm. but with a little roll of dab in the middle.
I would black out and pass out and fall on the floor.
No, last time I smoked one, I felt like I was in high school again because I was scared. I was scared.
You were scared, but you
that means it was
one.
Good. I haven't felt that in so long. Thank fucking God. I thought my tolerance was fucked, but no, I was scared.
What is dab? Exactly.
Like concentrate.
Right. It's like the oil.
Rosin.
Resin?
If you're smoking the shitty stuff.
Roslin. I don't know how to pronounce it. But that's like the basically strongest form of weed, correct?
No.
Okay, I didn't
this
know.
This is a fucking ad. I better get sent shit
yeah,
after this.
What? And I was lying, by the way, about not being able to smoke weed. I love smoking weed. So hit me up. Any weed sponsor. Actually, I'm going to start training.
Perfect. I'm going to the dispensary after this. You're in luck.
Okay. I want to do weed training, and I'm going to train myself to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's an accomplishment. I was deflecting this whole time about your vape question. I made a serious commitment to myself to stop cold turkey 2024. It hasn't happened that way, but I am going to do it when I get back to New York.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. Me looking at you like, please say that you believe me.
I believe you.
And I believe in myself, and that's all I need. Perfect. I've been on the road for like a month. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen my house. Yes. So is that a reason as to why I need to keep vaping, really?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, not like a reason to keep vaping, but a reasonable reason okay. why you are still vaping.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I think a lot of like the resolutions and like if you want to make these changes in your life, you kind of need to be home base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless that's literally an excuse. Like, so what? Every time I fucking travel, I'm going to be like, alcohol's fine. Vaping's fine.
No, because it's 2024.
Right. And I had a dad growing up.
Exactly.
And I have that fucking father household energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two parents in the house. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that I miss you a lot.
I miss you too.
Now that you're living in New York and I'm still in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Are you about to cry or you just had nothing else to say?
I had nothing else to say.
Oh my fucking God.
But I do miss you. Like, we really were really fucking close. Like, you're my best friend. I told you everything. And I know, like, you're still there for me, but it's just
it's a different. Different. I mean, we would have 2 sleepovers in a row every single night. We were locked in a dungeon talking about some real serious shit 20 hours at a time.
Yeah, I just realized I think that's codependency and I don't know if that's a good thing.
I would say I'm very codependent. I mean, I know tomorrow, like when I'm getting on my flight and you get on yours, we're going to do the same shit we always do and be like, I just feel really sad and I have like so much anxiety right now. Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it, I'm feeling that right now.
I know. So maybe we should work on that. Father in the house. Well, you had a father in the house, so I don't know what your
my issues are.
Yeah. you can't put it, blame it on that. But if I was going to be codependent with anyone, I'd want it to be with you.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Alex, I love you so much. And thank you for stepping in. Mm-hmm. And you're a genius. And we had no prep for this episode. We had no idea what we were going to talk about. And I think we fucking killed it.
I agree. I love you too. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And we'll do this again soon.
Thanks.
Why does this feel so random awkward? Because we used to do it all the time.
It's not random awkward.
Okay. I love you. I love you, Sleuths. And I will talk to you next week because we're fucking back in biz. Mini episodes 2, where it's just me talking. Love ya. Bye.